That. And I suddenly want to talk about actors. I never know what I'm going to say. I'm going to talk about the second circle in the moment. And actually, all the second circle is being present, being in the moment, being engaged, being connected. And you're going to hear me get very passionate because I think we're losing our presence. As a society, we're losing our presence. And actually, as an actor, performer, sports person, if you're not able to get present, you cannot succeed. And I'm going to talk about that. And then I was sitting here listening to Michael, getting very moved, because I, you know, this is a place of excellence here. And it's very easy to forget that actors are very important parts of society. And I just want to talk a bit about that. I think playwrights and actors, we need them now more than any other time. I go back to the ancient Greeks, you know, the healers of a society, the people who witness the truth. I think it's very important to realize. When I first started to teach in Soweto in South Africa, just after apartheid, every actor I worked with had been tortured under apartheid. They all had. Because they're dangerous. As we all know, some of the first people into the concentration camps were actors. And I just think that sometimes, because we're in a world of what I call, excuse this, okay, I'm just going to say it, teeth and tits. there's an actor that has to make their money, and sometimes we all have to do a bit of teeth and tit work. But the truth of the actor, the importance of the actor, is so enormous that I'm going to tell you two very quick stories because I think it's important in this space. And by the way, as we talk and work, I'll talk about Shakespeare. Things are going to just come up. I did a radio program at the BBC a while ago with a very famous radio producer, a journalist, and I was on the panel with an agent. And the whole of his spiel on the radio was mocking actors. You know, he'd written a book and all he was doing was telling very bad stories about actors. And I was defending actors on the program and then I had my bit. And I could sense that she was very glad I was defending actors, although she's known to be a very ferocious woman. And at the end of the broadcast, she said, you know, I just want to say this to you, that it's well known that her son, a 21-year-old son, committed suicide. And she said, you know, why I was just so delighted you were supporting actors is that the only people who could deal with me in my loss were actors. She said they were the only ones that knocked on the door, came in and were present with me. And I found that was wonderful, actually, because it's true, isn't it? And I just want to tell you a little story, and then I'll get on to the second circle. It's a story. Well, here's a story. I was doing a book tour in Australia, Adelaide, and I had about 700 people in a room, at a theatre, and mostly they were actors, they were artists. And of course I was talking about voice, the release of sound, the purging of sound. If you put words out there, you create the thing itself, and that has to be done in second circle, and I'll get onto that in a moment. But in the corner over there was a little man in a suit, and he didn't seem to be part of the rest of the audience. And I started to get very upset because he was very upset. And like a very stupid, vain human being, and we all have that awful vanity, I thought to myself, oh, he doesn't like me. Which is probably true. And isn't that a wonderful thing in life when you realise, particularly as actors, that you can't make anyone like you? Forget it, you know. Do the work, do the play. Don't try and make anyone like you. In any case, he was sitting over there, shuffling, very disturbed, little suit. And at the end, I did a book signing, and I saw him hovering over there, you see. And I thought, oh, no, I've got to meet this man. This is obviously something I have to do. And he waited till most of the people had gone, and then he came up to me, and he just said to me, I don't like theatre. And I said, oh, okay. And there was a gap. And he said, well, my wife and I once went to the theatre. We didn't like it. And I had to stop myself doing, you know, all that defending. And I thought, well, I'll just stay with you, because he didn't want to go. He wanted to be there. He wanted to be actually present with me. And so I said, well, what was it that you saw? And he said, oh, it was about women in Greece, in Troy. And I said, oh, the women of Troy. I said, oh, yeah. And he said, yeah, we didn't like it. And I waited. And I said, so why didn't you like it? He said, oh, there was this actress, and she made a sound. She lost her son. And I said, Andromache, she loses her young child, her son. And he said, yeah, yeah, we didn't like her. And I said, why didn't you like her? Oh, she made a sound. It was really embarrassing. And then he went very quiet, and something happened in his energy, and he looked down to the floor, and he looked up at me, and he said, a year ago, a policeman came and told me my daughter had been raped and murdered, and I made that sound. Whoever that actress was, I bless her. I bless the fact. That's why I do theatre, because if you play the truth and you're present and you don't want to be liked, she must have felt that audience hating her performance, but she told the truth. And he said to me, you know, she told me the truth, but I hadn't grown up enough to know it. Now that's why I do theatre.